Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. In addition, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website up there is an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday. It's the second day of November 2022. Here's what I'm thinking over the next 7 days for Austin and for South Central Texas. First of all, this morning, enough low-level moisture return. Morning low clouds, patchy dense fog in some areas this morning. But I'm looking at a mid-morning satellite picture, and those low clouds thin to the east of Austin, only a few miles east of Austin. Skies are partly cloudy. They extend a little further west of I-35 over parts of the hill country, but still I expect the clouds to break and the temperatures to warm. We'll continue in this kind of weather pattern, probably late night and early morning low clouds, patchy fog, maybe a sprinkle in the overnight hours tonight as well as tomorrow night, Thursday night and Friday morning. The next big storm system approaches us, an upper-level low-pressure storm system high in the atmosphere, and in the wake of that, a pretty strong surface cold front. Now, as that approaches, that's why this moisture has come back in place. The air mass is trying to get that moisture back from the south in advance of it. And, of course, as the system passes, what we're going to end up seeing is providing lift in the atmosphere, a more unstable atmosphere, and the moisture, as I already pointed out, it's already returned to the area. So we're going to see showers and thunderstorms. This will be especially true, maybe some showers Thursday night into Friday morning, but then showers and storms with a lightning risk beginning Friday afternoon, I think mid-afternoon Friday, on into Friday night and probably into the post-midnight hours. I expect most of this to be over with by daybreak Saturday morning. But some of those thunderstorms will be quite strong, possibility of large hail and some damaging winds. There is a non-zero tornado threat. It's a lower risk, but something we're going to have to watch as this system goes by. Now, the front itself, when it moves through, and I expect it through the Austin area sometime, let's say midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, we'll adjust that with time. It could actually move a little bit earlier, so we'll see how that occurs. But until that front passes, the showers and thunderstorms will continue locally. Once it passes, cooler temperatures begin to move in. Precipitation will end by daybreak on Saturday morning. And the weekend itself, looking very, very nice indeed. Temperatures cooler, very dry conditions, or drier and more stable conditions in place across the area. By late Sunday into Monday and Tuesday of next week, Tuesday, very important election day, I expect that we're going to see a return flow of moisture from the Gulf once again. South to southeast winds return, and that may bring some late night and early morning low clouds Sunday night, more likely Monday night into Tuesday morning or election day. Don't really see a big chance of rain, even though a sprinkle is always possible out of those morning low clouds. One thing we're watching, this is beyond the seven-day forecast, is some colder air trying to move into the U.S., the north and west. Too early to call that exactly how far south that will come or if it'll affect Texas. But it's something out there beyond the seven-day forecast period we'll continue to watch. Rainfall, that's interesting this morning. Kind of sum it up over the next 7 days. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center has toned back the amount of rainfall. They expect this system Friday into Friday night, early Saturday, to be pretty progressive. What I mean by that is it's a fast-moving system, so the storms won't hang around in any one location for a long period of time. Maybe a quarter to a half inch of rain. They've really brought it back. It was like an inch and a half yesterday, back to a quarter to a half inch today. I think it's probably, we probably should compromise a little bit and go for around a half inch average on the I-35 corridor. We need that rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on the second day of November 2022 on this Wednesday. I will update my audio weather thoughts and my seven-day forecast. That's on the website, of course, and do that again on Thursday morning. Hope you have a good Wednesday.